Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, you're about to hear our brand new podcast, My Crazy Family. And if you like it, I need your help. To let other folks know that this show exists, we need reviews on Apple Podcasts. So if you got about 10, 15 free seconds, please head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a quick review, and I'll make it worth your while. Send me a screenshot of that review, and I'll enter you into a contest to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So leave the review on Apple Podcasts, send me the screenshot to contest@crazyfampod.com. That's contest@crazyfampod.com. And later in the year, we'll randomly pick someone for that $500 Amazon gift card. So please leave that review at Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot. contest@crazyfampod.com. And thanks. It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways, send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
You know, a mother's love for their child is really a special thing in most cases, but sometimes, you know, it can go a little bit too far.
Well, you said a mother's love for child. Mother shouldn't be in love with her child.
Yeah, that's kind of the line you shouldn't cross, but someone inevitably does today on My Crazy Family.
My crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My
crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of the show. And of course, share your crazy family stories with us. That's what keeps the show afloat. So go to crazyfampod.com. Anonymously share your story. First thing you're going to see on the screen is a place to tell your story. You just fill out the thing, press send, and then we can talk about it anonymously on a future episode. Or pick up the phone and call us 24-7, 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326 to share your crazy family story with us. Tony, Stacey Cole, what's going on?
Hey, and don't forget, Tony has the uncanny ability of affecting your voice. So if you feel like you want to call in because you just don't feel like typing, that's totally fine. And if you're afraid that somebody's going to maybe recognize your voice, you have a really recognizable voice, Tony can fix it. Nobody will know it's you.
We'll make you sound like Satan very quickly. It'll be great. That or an elf. One of the two. But no, actually, I can filter just to sound like a different type of voice. So yeah, anything you want, you can share it. Sometimes just letting it out. That's one of the biggest things I've been seeing is people saying, I'm just so happy I can just get this out. And that is therapeutic enough. So we all get a laugh and you get a little bit of free therapy out of it by sharing your crazy family story with us. So
such a great thing.
Yeah. And we're also giving that $500 gift card away, Amazon gift card. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts, leave us a review. Send me a screenshot. Send it to contest@crazyfampod.com. contest@crazyfampod. And you'll be entered in to win that. Later in the year. So, what do we got going on here today?
Well, some good ones. A woman, my fiance and I are 25, his mom texts him daily with crying emojis.
Ooh, that's fun.
And stating that she misses him, she needs him, how she's crying so much because she just can't stand how bad it hurts to miss him. And we literally live 5 minutes down the road from her.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I'm going to step out for just a second. Do you have anyone in your life who uses too many emojis?
I don't think that I don't have anybody that really goes over the top.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I can't take anything seriously this person says.
Yeah.
Because their messages are so crowded with every emoji. It's like they're just pushing the button. Just boom, 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 boom. Stop.
Well, have you noticed now? I have an iPhone, and when you type out something, it will highlight the word that it has an emoji for. And I think some people just go and click, 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 and like put all emojis in where their words are, and then you get to play hieroglyphics with whatever the fuck they just sent you.
That's exactly probably what's going on with this person, is they accidentally hit it, because I don't think they're not a millennial. They're not Gen Z. So I don't think they understand what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they accidentally stumbled on it and then went just balls to the wall. And this is a very lovely person, but I just wish somebody would take this person aside and say, we're not taking your messages seriously. It's really hard to even get anything out of them, because every fucking emoji is in there.
I started using emojis in this last year.
You are late.
I'm late to the game. My girlfriend uses them, but not out of context and not over the top, but I just never really used emojis. But so there's a lot of, you know, like hearts and that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's very, you know, third grade, but, it's kind of fun, but but not to the level of what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just completely eye roll every time I see a message come in. Like, how many are going to be in this one? Oh, 17 emojis. Okay. Were there any words? A few.
I hate God. That. No, that stuff. It's like, if I ever get that, because I've gotten that before, like through an email or something from somebody trying to share their story. And I just said, you can resend this with words. Please.
Yeah. There was a company that I was working for at the beginning of this year that I noped right out of that. I'm like, no, you guys are fucking crazy. I'm done with you. But the job offer to me had a bunch of like party emojis and things like that. And I thought, this is a business, and it's not an emoji business. It was a veterinary business. So it really threw me off that here we are talking about really important things in the veterinary world and medicine and things like that, and you're throwing emojis in. You would never put that into a medical record. Why would you put that into a job contract of sorts?
It's insane. But I think it's going to be the new norm. And we're going to be looked at as the old people, like, oh, they don't even like emojis. It's like, no, because it looks fucking idiotic. To me, it looks like it's like clip art. It's like, you don't put clip art into like a serious document. And emojis are nothing but miniature clip art. That was what emojis are. Prior to emojis, there was a thing called clip art. And it was something where you could, you know, you could buy a big stock of it from Office Depot, where you could find it online if you had the internet.
Yes.
And you'd put these little things onto like an invitation, maybe to like a birthday party. You wouldn't put it on a document for your workplace.
Exactly. And I remember forwarding the email to my husband, and I think he was just like, what is happening here?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, anywho.
It's maddening. I mean, and if you bring these things up, you get looked at like you're crazy.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So that's why I haven't pulled this person aside to say, okay, can we tamp down the emojis? Just even 50% would be great.
Yeah.
You know? Not going there, but it's distracting. But okay, so we go back to fiance is getting horrible text on a daily basis. They live five minutes down the road from her. She never makes plans, comes to see us. She used to text me the same way, but I stopped responding because I just can't stand it. I get that. I don't know why she's always sending these messages, yet makes no effort. Mm-hmm. They are not close. She may not know this, but I do. He does not go to her for things. He doesn't talk to her about his problems. Like, she doesn't talk to him aside from crying about missing him. She's just not making an effort. Here's a little more info. She is on disability. She stays home due to multiple back surgeries. She doesn't do anything besides cook and clean for her husband. She is seemingly normal, but she is secretly addicted to pills. I'm not sure which kind, some kind of pain reliever that they gave her years ago for her back. She also drinks. She's diabetic, you know, all the good stuff. She used to ask her son for money to buy pills, and he gave it to her until I came around. He took her off his bank account and does not give her money anymore. I wonder if she is coherent enough to realize that I've pointed out some of the reasons that this is inappropriate to him. She acts like she's in love with me. She is also on Facebook stealing photos I've posted, posting pictures of us, and talking about how much I'm such a blessing to their family. But it all seems so fake and for show. Mm-hmm. I'm not one to pretend to like someone, so I do go over to their house and be part of birthday celebrations and holidays. But other than that, my fiance knows I don't want to go to her house.
Yeah.
I act polite, but she just makes me so uncomfortable with her strange comments about us needing to have kids or crying about missing us. She's always grabbing my face and in my space and demanding hugs and kissing me on the face. And if I ever asked her to stop or politely told her it made me uncomfortable, she would cry and I'm sure tell her fiance how rude I am. But I honestly think she's afraid to talk badly about me to him. So far, she hasn't, but I have a feeling that that day will come. It's very obvious she envies our relationship, which is so weird to me. I have no idea how I'm going to continue to navigate this. Our plan is to move away, but I worry she will guilt him into staying here or moving back. I know she would never visit us because, like I said, this is all for show. She makes no effort. She once asked me to please leave the room for her. Oh my God. In my relationship with her son, she stated, I know he will always love you and need you, but I will always love him and need him. So please leave room for me.
Is this the end of it?
This is the end.
I would say a lot of this, I think, is stemming from addiction.
You think so?
Completely. Yeah, I mean, I in codependence, but I think a lot of it is being exacerbated by the addiction, where there probably is some missing there. There probably is that. But then, you know, it's like someone who's on anything that will fuck with your, you know, mental state and make you more emotional and make you more this or that. So everything is magnified as being much more emotional to her than otherwise would be. And she also knows that she needs money and she needs a source to, you know, get these pills and then get that quick confirmation of, you know, that she's good or that she's worthy. And I think she only seems to get that weirdly from her son. If the son is not that connected with her, that's kind of bizarre. But yeah, I think ultimately it goes back to addiction. I think she's trying to be as sweet and she's trying to manipulate her way into getting, I'm going to guess, money, some sort of support so she mm-hmm. can continue her habit. And she'll manipulate anybody to do that. That seems to be what is going on here. That would be my guess. Because, I mean, that addiction shit will make people do crazy shit. And you'll be like, oh, my God, you did all of this just to get that. And yeah, they'll go to fucking great lengths. Magicians, almost.
Wow. That's really eye-opening for me because I'm just seeing this story as crazy fucking mother-in-law who just doesn't understand that her son has moved on. Yeah. But now that you say that, it maybe, yeah, yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot of things here that she's very unhappy with her life. And I, hearing her story, I could see being very unhappy too. You're disabled, your back is fucked, your, you know, son grew up and doesn't have a great relationship with you and you're hooked on these pills and you don't want to be, I mean, it's sad, really. It's not like you're a horrible human being, but it's one of those things where I think if the mom could get some help, work on that addiction issue, I think you'd be very surprised by who that human being will be or turn back into once that's taken care of, I think is probably something that she doesn't know about. It's probably something the son remembers prior to the addiction and has these memories of this other human being that was probably loving and caring and didn't have ulterior motives that drive her her decisions and the way she acts towards human beings. But I think that would be the first thing to take care of. So as far as navigating it, I would say that's something to look at. I would say that, you know, if the son is not going to be able to completely just cut the cord and run, then he needs to be the person that's going to be there and say, I want you to get help for this. And without that, you're going to have the same person forever. You're going to have this person that's needy, that's going to interfere in your marriage and could very easily destroy your marriage if it goes too far.
I guarantee that.
So don't take that lightly. Something that I always heard when I was younger, and I always brushed off because I was young and dumb, like everybody, is the thing of, well, you know, these people, the family of the individual that you're getting together with, they come along with the person, you know, if they have a relationship anyway. And it's something I never considered, like, oh, it's whatever. I love this person. Their family doesn't matter. And in some cases, it's great where it's like you really get along with the family. In some cases, you don't know what sort of fucking landmine laced room you're walking into until you're already in it. And sometimes you see it way ahead of the curve and you're like, fuck, yeah, I don't want that, but I love the person. You got to take a little, put more weight on that when you're younger. Take a look at the family. If there is relationships there that are strong but unhealthy, understand that that will have an impact on things. You can't just brush that shit away. And some of that is so toxic, you're not going to get rid of it. So don't go in thinking you're going to fix that. But understand how to navigate it. And don't, again, like, don't expect it's just going to go away, because that shit will seep in like anything and just can destroy it if gone unchecked.
Well, and it also gives you a little bit of a crystal ball. And I'm not going to say that a crazy family means that each individual is crazy.
No.
But you kind of have some insight as to how this person is going to age and handle stresses and things like that. My family is completely nuts. I, on a daily basis, have to make sure that I stay within the confines of normal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I know that. Yeah. My family doesn't know they're nuts.
Sure. And most families don't.
Well, right. Right. Absolutely. So to me, it's important to, for anyone in my life to know that my family is bonkers.
Yeah.
But also, please don't look at me as I'm part of them. Yeah, I've got their genetics, but I'm also aware of how fucked up those genetics are.
And that's the important thing.
And I try to keep it in check.
And that's the important thing. If the person is aware of it and they're like, yeah, they're fucking crazy, you know, and this is where I'm at, that's understandable. It's scary when they don't, when they're not aware of it, how bonkers their family is, and they are unaware of how deep they're in with them and they're crazy. Being aware of it, yeah, that's totally... You broke the mold and you're not one to be concerned with. It's the folks that are, you know, otherwise seem normal, but then all of a sudden when they're by the family and the family's out of their fucking minds and then that person transforms into them, you know, it's like, who the fuck are you right now? I've had that where someone I was with, it was like totally normal. And then you get to their family and it's like, who are you? Like, you just turned into this other, like reverting back to childhood. And whatever fucked up shit was going on there. But
yeah. It's like a switch gets flipped.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they are a different person. And where the fuck is this coming from?
Yeah. It's conditioning. It's conditioning. And it's difficult to make that jump to say, my family's crazy, I don't want to be like them. And yeah. then making those changes. And that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. And most people don't do it because it's not easy. So good luck. Good luck. That can be, I think, navigated through. But again, ultimately, I think that addiction needs to be looked at first.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And I also want to point out that this message from this person ended with four emojis.
What were the emojis?
They are, What is that? It's like a frowny, grimacing face.
Okay.
Like maybe if you stubbed your toe.
Yeah.
Like, ouch.
Okay, ouch. is pregnant man one of them?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But I just want to talk about situational awareness. We were just talking in this message about all the emojis that the mother-in-law is sending. And you're doing it. So I'm just calling it out.
Just be aware.
Kindly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next story.
All right. We have one rule as parents: no posting pictures of our child on your social media accounts. If you want to show your coworkers, your friends, strangers on your phone, that's fine. Go for it. We totally get it. Our baby is cute. But under no circumstances are pictures to be posted on any social media platforms. We have made this clear. My husband works in computers and is into online safety with our kid, which I agree with because she's not old enough to give consent for that information. My kid is only 12 months old. I finally got a Facebook account again to become part of the local moms group to socialize. And I added my mother-in-law since I was on Facebook again. I scrolled past maybe 3 posts on her page, and then I saw tons of posts of my child from all the way back to her newborn days. I took screenshots of a few of them, sent them to my husband so he could take care of it, since I would have gone nuclear. Her response to being called out by my husband was extremely defensive and rude and sassy. I'm very clear to my husband that the trust has been destroyed here, and he agrees. We are trying to plan out appropriate consequences since the way she reacted was not at all apologetic. You know, that's, I'm going to say, I've seen some of the older generation really cross some boundaries with social media in this manner. And I don't know if it's because they don't understand what social media is.
Yeah.
But not everything needs to be out there.
I agree. I think there's two things with this story as well. Number one, if you're the parent, you have every right to say, I don't want you to be posting these. And it should be respected that it's your kid. It's not her kid. You have the right to say that. On that note, though, as well, some things are not as scary as Dateline would have us believe. And everybody and their fucking brother, for the most part, post pictures of their kids at random all over the place. You're not necessarily going to be suddenly a super targeted human being for child abduction because you posted cute baby pictures online. Fuck, I do it all the time and I'm a public figure. And it's just, I've kind of like, it's part of life. You know, everybody does this. And it's not, I'm not saying like everybody does this, so we should do it. But I'm also not going to be so paranoid of every fucking horrible human being out there that I'm going to censor everything in my life that I'd like to share with people I care about out of fear. So I think there's a bit too much fear going on with mom. And too much disrespect going on with mother-in-law. Both need to kind of calm down. This is not like, oh my God, we have no trust forever. I mean, this can very quickly swing into something that really is a self-manufactured issue. Number one, it should just be respected by the grandma. But at the same point, she's proud of her. She wants to show her grandkid off to her friends. Is what she's doing. And that's really all it is. I don't think it's necessarily she's thinking that anyone is going to be super offended by it until after the fact. So I don't know. I don't think
it's a weird really dynamic there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go super dark for a second. And just because I've probably watched way too much Dateline, you know, take a seat. Are we concerned at all about young children on social media, becoming whacking material for disgusting, horrible people?
Yes, but at the same point, there's a gazillion places you could find pictures of children if you wanted to. I'm not so narcissistic to think that my child's going to be picked out specifically you know, because we're at, by a Ferris wheel with a picture, you know?
Yeah.
And nor do I feel like I have to shelter life to that extent. So are there horrible people? Yes, there certainly are. I'd be much more concerned about watching my child's activity online and what they're getting into and what they're doing. And clearly this is a baby, so the kid's not fucking on TikTok.
Yeah, right.
But that's where I would be much more concerned about watching that and what they're posting as opposed to what I'm controlling and putting out there. Teens, they're oblivious half the time as to what they're putting out there. And that shit needs to be watched. Especially like young girls, because I have many in my world. I got my daughter, and then I have my girlfriend's kids that we all do stuff together. And yeah, they're very oblivious as they're taking pictures of themselves at the pool and posting them on Facebook. And it's like, don't post pictures like that. Okay. If you're going to post a picture of you at the pool, make it a headshot or something. Don't post pictures of your body and things like that. That right there. Yes, I agree. I wouldn't go to that extent. But if it's like you're at a picnic and everyone's fully clothed or, you know, just life things that aren't going to look provocative, I'm not going to worry about that. But there are certainly places and times where, you don't want their kids to be doing that sort of stuff and they need to understand that. But if it's pictures you took of the baby and you're, you know, I think it's just... It's easy to go off that edge and go too far and be afraid. And any parent would if they care about their kid. But you also got to kind of ground yourself into what is really a threat and what's not really a threat. And how much am I going to live in the world of let's fear every fucking thing and then try to be sane?
That's a really good point because, you know, this infant is only a year old. It might very well be the first one in the family. So mom is, you know, hovering a little bit, being really careful. And I get that, but it's a baby. Like you said, the kid's not on TikTok, not posting, you know, here's my breast. Look at these, you know, none of that. Yeah. This is an infant. This is a mother-in-law who's maybe crossing a line she was asked not to cross, but I don't think she's totally being reckless.
I can also understand the mom's point too, where it's like, I'm just trying to post pictures of my grandchild so my friends can see them. And that's all they're trying to do. But then the daughter-in-law can be like, she's, you know, this is a personal attack on me because I asked her not to. And no, it's not always that. Sometimes someone's just going to go, you know, you're a little bit, I don't have to really follow your rules. I've been through more life than you and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Now, is that appropriate? Not necessarily, but it's life and it is how things are going to go. And I think a lot of young people have these ideas of I'm going to tell you exactly how life should go. And by the time they get to that age, they're going to have the same fucking outlook when they have a daughter-in-law. And it's like, I just want to show pictures of my grandkids to my friends. Why are you so uptight? Because we're young and, you know, it's, you know, but again, to each their own. I think both need to kind of tamper it down before it turns into a much larger issue.
Well, and that's the thing too, with social media is really a new thing, a new feature. So somebody who is the age to be a grandma, maybe they don't get what the risk, you know, the possible risk boundaries.
Yeah. I get it. But again, I don't know. I'm going to get emails going, you have no idea. There's a threat. This happened to me. Yes, I get it. That stuff does happen. But I don't know. I just feel that sometimes we get way too afraid of everything. And there's not always the boogeyman that close that we think. You just got to be smart about it. You just got to be responsible is what I do rather than just a hard no to everything.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you can walk around being paranoid thinking, oh my God, have they seen my child online? Is that why that guy's looking at us? No, he's looking at you because you have toilet paper on your shoe.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you take your child out in public, you take them to Walmart or something. I'd be much more concerned about somebody fucking following me home on that than seeing a picture online. I mean, especially if you're not giving identifying details as to where you live and that sort of shit. Just be smart about it is all, you know. It's another picture of another kid big fucking deal. It's kind of what I feel on some of that.
Well, and I feel like sometimes we need to sit down with our older relatives, you know, maybe at Thanksgiving, Christmas, let's talk about social media. Let's talk about, I don't need you checking in, mom, somewhere.
Yeah.
That I don't want everybody to know where we are.
Sure.
That was something that we had to learn about in radio, that, you know, you wouldn't want to be telling people that you're out of town.
No. Yeah.
It's great to post your pictures afterwards and say, hey, here's what we did this last weekend.
Yeah.
But during the event, don't do it. You don't need people knowing where you are and where you're not.
Yeah. I used to operate that way too on a lot of things. And I've kind of gone, I've pulled that one back too. I have people that'll come and check on my house. I have security cameras. I have all that shit. I'm not afraid anymore to post pictures of my life when I'm out doing something fun. I'm not going to wait till I'm back. Go ahead.
You've got people checking on your place. You have security in place, you know, for the average person who just leaves town and posts tons of pictures that we're gone. We're at this place, we're doing this. Anybody who wants to be an asshole can go, huh, they're not home right now.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
your doorbell is not going to protect you.
No, it's not. I mean, could it possibly be something? Sure. I think a lot of times people are watching. If there's someone out there for that, they're going to be looking for you telling when you're going to be going on vacation so they can kind of plan for that. So I don't like usually do a whole lot of teasing a vacation. It's just like suddenly I'm somewhere and then I'm back. So I don't know. I used to live my life so paranoid about so much shit. And I got to tell you, so much of it was a waste of fucking energy. And it was just so draining. And it's like, it's much, much more peaceful if I can just kind of let some of that stuff go. I like life.
Just exist.
I like me better. I like life better without having that.
I wonder if there's a gender difference, because as a woman, I'm always kind of looking over my shoulder.
I think there probably is to a certain extent.
I mean, nobody's going to fuck with you, Tony. I mean, really?
I'm not like a fucking bodybuilder. If somebody wanted to do something, they could do something. But I don't know. I mean, I just but especially females should be more attention to some of this stuff for stalkers, because that stuff certainly exists. And you guys deal with much more. There's far more, I think, creepy men out there who would target females than there are vice versa. I know.
Yeah.
Is there? Sure. But I see it. I get it. I mean, you all need to do that. And there's creepy motherfuckers out there. I mean, I see it with my girlfriend and her daughters, the way, you know, men will act around them. They're all very, you know, nice looking people. And but she teaches her daughters to be aware of that sort of shit too. But it's sad that that's the world we're in, but it is the world we're in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Crazy fuckers everywhere.
And that's why we have a podcast. We have several featuring the crazy fuckers.
Yes. And if you'd like to share your crazy fuckers with us, all you got to do is go to crazyfampod.com. I'm trying to pull up the website. Crazyfampod.com, or call 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326 to share your crazy family story with us. We'd absolutely love to hear it. That's what we do here on the program. And leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts. Leave us a review. Send me the screenshot to contest@crazyfampod.com, and you'll be entered to win a $500 Amazon gift card that we'll be giving away later on in the year. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of My Crazy Family.
My crazy.
Crazy. Family.
Family.
My.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Crazy.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Family. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.